Welcome to your five for the day. Some people have an amazing ability to be able to speak. They seem to just open their mouths and beautiful words flow out. Some are so close to God that their words are gracious, their thoughts pure, their encouragement always verses from Scripture. But some of us have only to open our mouths and out comes the saddest stream of drivel and unloveliness. Yet we know that what we do and what we say depends on and reveals who we really are. Jesus told his critics that his words and actions showed he was ushering in the new kingdom of God. So this immediately raises a question: what do our words and actions reveal of our true nature and of the state of our hearts? If a glass of bitter water is knocked over, bitter water comes out. If a glass of sweet water is nudged, what spills out? It's obvious. Yet don't we often hesitate to apply the logic to our own speech? There is good news, however. Jesus' promise of forgiveness. Because without that forgiveness, there is a dreadful moment of realizing we have no future hope. I heard recently of a little deaf blind girl who amazingly had been taught to communicate. She heard by putting her finger on a person's lips and feeling what the person slowly and carefully said to her. She responded by holding that person's finger to her lips and speaking to them. It was astounding. It was a miracle of perseverance of her teachers and the child herself. How much more did Jesus' heart go out one day to a poor man, unable to see or speak, whose disability was due to demon possession? The crowds were amazed at his power over the spirit. They puzzled, could he possibly be the Messiah? In stark contrast, the Pharisees drew no such conclusion. They did not doubt the power displayed, but contemptuously attributed it to Satan, even though their followers also cast out demons. Jesus confronted their conclusion for its utter foolishness. God's power was clearly involved. Just as civil wars destroy the country in which it is waged, so the kingdom of Satan would self-destruct if through exorcism evil power was driven out of those who it possessed. The period of Jesus' ministry saw an intensification of demonic activity, but evil's relentless attack was powerless before Jesus the King. Satan the strong man was finally bound when Jesus died to bring release to evil's captives and rose to bring new life to the dead. The Pharisees were in league with Satan, whether they acknowledged it or not. By opposing the good done by God's Spirit and calling it evil against all logic, they were deliberately rejecting the good and true and embracing evil. No wonder they had no possibility of forgiveness. There was no sense of sin. They were rotten to the core, condemned by every word they spoke. So don't reject the good and the true, but acknowledge your sin and receive God's loving forgiveness today.